You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in once again this Wednesday afternoon. Of course, I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and you are listening to Affirmations for Living. Thank you for tuning in. I know that you could be doing a million other things, and so your time is greatly appreciated. And as always, if you like what you hear, please tell your friends, spread the word. The more listeners, the merrier, because it is about making change, right? It's about affirming a better way of living. It's about finding those tools that can help to empower us, to give us the things we need to create and change our lives in a way that is more in alignment for our true, divine, authentic self. And so, as you know, if you haven't already been to my site, affirmationsforliving.net, I invite you to do so today. And it's really amazing what's on there, all sorts of wonderful tools, everything from meditation, because you know it's all about meditating, right? Connecting in, letting yourself connect into the source power that's within you and getting those answers, as well as downloading my app, Awaken, and, you know, my book's about to be released. I'm excited about that. Still working on the book cover, fine-tuning it. So that has been the delay, but it is almost ready to go. Now, my guest today is wonderful, and actually we have a pretty cool relationship, and we'll share that with you later. She is the CEO and founder of the International Book Writing Guild. She helps people like speakers, coaches, therapists, consultants, people like myself, write how-to and personal growth books that position them as experts so they become sought after in demand. Her clients span the globe, and her own groundbreaking book, Testosterone Free Marketing, became a business bestseller, selling in 15 countries. She's passionate about helping people become successful book authors and leaders. You know, and as we go into the theme of the show today, really is about your greatness. And a poem came to mind that before I bring Denise on, I just really want to share with you, because this is all about your greatness, whether you're a book author or wanting to be whatever it is you see yourself doing in this life, the potential is there. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, certainly not. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. So, we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We are all children of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within each and every one of us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that, of course, is by Marianne Williamson. And how perfect that is. We can liberate others. And so when you ask yourself, what can one person do? Well, as you break those chains that bind you, you help others through your energy to break the chains that bind them. And together, we can all make a difference. So I want you to keep that in mind today as my guest, Denise Michael, comes in and we share with you these points there to help you in every aspect of your life. So, Denise, with that, welcome in. How are you?
I'm great, Edwige. How are you?
Oh, I am so well, and this kind of dreary day outside. We don't often have days like that here in Vegas, but hey, I'm taking it.
I know. Well, it's a great day to, you know, snuggle up with a cup of tea and a good book and Affirmations for Living Radio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, you know, this really is so much more than even what our discussion is going to cover, because our greatness just really, it's about who we are, our divine nature. And with the tools we're going to talk about today and share, it really is about tapping into the divine essence of who you are, your greatness, and however you choose to express that, whether it be as a best-selling author, musician, whatever it is, that's okay. But it's about expressing our greatness. So just a little bit, Denise, on tell the audience who you are.
Oh, gosh, who I am. Okay. That's a big question, you know?
I know.
Who I am. All right. So I'm going to start from the little mission statement I have on my Facebook page. I am passionate about supporting people and going for their dreams. I am a passionate writer. I am a kind person, but a direct person. I am knowledgeable. Let's see, what else about me? I'm all kinds of things, but, you know, I think what's most valuable for your listeners is that when you read that passage from Marianne Williamson, which I almost have memorized, I've read it so many times myself, it's like that's a lot of what I spend time helping my clients to reach with the process of writing their how-to and personal growth books. I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So you are living your true authentic self, and in doing so, you are allowing others to do the same and to be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't see any lack, like, you know, my supporting, you know, I mean, sometimes you see people, it's like they see the world as there's limited prosperity to go around, there's limited love to go around, there's limited opportunities to go around. There's not. It's like the more I give it away and share it with others, the more I receive for myself. And it just, there's absolutely nothing that warms the cockles of my heart more than someone who finishes their book and gets it out there, like you're so close to doing with your book, Edwige. And, you know, and I've known that I love to write since I was a child, since I was 8 years old. You know, I studied journalism in school and I did advertising copy and I've done, you know, all kinds of things. The journey that I'm on right now, helping people with their books, is like one of the, I think it's the coolest thing I've ever done. I love it, you know. And
wonderful, yeah.
It's exciting to me.
Sort of like soul purpose, you know, being of service and assisting others to let their light shine. Very cool thing. I know, you know, that's a part of what I do as well with my coaching and helping people to truly connect in to who they are at every level, at deeper levels.
And I do think that our purpose kind of shifts through our lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's like if you had asked me 10 years ago, I was working for a mega best-selling New York Times author, and I was doing marketing mentoring and, you know, 5 webinars a week and traveling around the country. And if you had asked me then, I would have said, oh, my gosh, I'm absolutely living my purpose. This is great. And the closer I got to finishing my book and realizing that I needed to, you know, break free and do my own thing, it's like, you know, and I'm not quite living my purpose anymore. You know, our purpose can shift. So,
because we're expanding. You see, the whole thing here, aren't we here to grow and expand and to become? And it's so it's the process of becoming. And so, you know, growing up as a child, for me, all I ever thought about was becoming a singer. And so to see that actualized was a dream come true when I got to perform at Madison Square Garden or when I got to sing in the 98 Super Bowl, you know, and of course, all up and down the strip and in magazines back 10 years ago. It was absolutely wonderful. I did what I set out to do as a goal and a dream, and certainly a purpose was to move people through song with my voice. And I did that for, oh gosh, 10, 12 years. It was absolutely a joyful time to be able to express that way. So, you know, so, oh, yeah, absolutely. As we expand, as we grow, we shift, and that's a good thing. That's a
right,
really good thing.
Right, right. You know, I don't think it's like, you know, there's one life purpose, because if you had said to me 20 years ago, okay, Denise, your real life purpose is to help people write books, I would have said, well, I know that I love writing. Well, I know that I help people, but help people mm-hmm. write books? Are you nuts? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in the same token, 10 years ago, if you would have told me, okay, you're going to the University of Metaphysics and you're going to ask to become an ordained minister and you're going to have a doctorate in metaphysics and you're going to coach people and teach them how to meditate and then you have a radio show and you're going to write a book, I would have thought you lost your mind and you're really not picking up on anything about me. So
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was not even in the radar 10 years ago.
Sure.
So, yeah. Crazy. So now your first book was about helping women market their small businesses.
Yes.
But from a really different perspective. So from the point of view of what you bring to the table and who you are, how does that work? How have you been able to, how do we find our greatness?
Okay. So I'm going to go, it's kind of a two-part question, all right? So
okay.
I'm
going
to go to the part that's about the book and this idea. Yes, please. My husband's holding up the teacup. Do I want a cup of tea? That was in our wedding vows that he would make me tea every day, you know. But anyway, it is true, you know. So we tried to put a little humor in our wedding vows. We're a fun
very
couple.
Cute.
But, you know, the book, Testosterone Free Marketing, which, as you said in the introduction, thank you very much, it became a business bestseller and sold in 15 countries. But where that all sprang from is, you know, back in the day, before I wrote the book, I probably bought almost every book that came out on small business marketing. You know, whether it was the guerrilla marketing or whether it was, you know, Seth Godin and Purple Cows and, you know, all that. I used to buy pretty much all of them. And one of the things that I noticed is, A, they were all written by men, okay? And, you know, and there were women writing all kinds of books on how to start a small business and, you know, like all kinds of stuff, but there were no books on the topic of marketing, right? And the other thing that I noticed is that they all came from a very masculine viewpoint. And they were all about do this, like all these how-tos and strategy steps, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did not take into account who we are as people when we're doing all these tasks, right? And a number of years before I started writing my book, I was one of the first people on the block to get a copy of John Gray's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, which it's not a new idea that men and women do things differently, you know, but he kind of presented it in a new, fun way and had lots of sequels to that book and all of that. And I thought, you know what, if men and women do relationships differently, is it possible that men and women do marketing and selling differently? Because let's face it, marketing and selling is all about building relationships, communications, and solving problems. And men and women
do those
things in totally different ways, right?
Absolutely. We're so much more emotional, you know, and we follow our hearts, whereas men, if it's not logical, and this isn't all, but in general, speaking, so, you know, if it's not logical, if it doesn't make sense, if the T's not crossed, then we're not going to do it. Or the woman will think, feel it.
Right. And men are more pragmatic. We are better at building relationships, but we have challenges when it comes to closing sales, asking for what it is that we want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of women that want to be successful and have this business and all of this, but on the other hand, they kind of want to stay in hiding, you know. And so, you know, the statement that I've always used is it's kind of like so many women that want to be successful, but they're kind of in hiding. They're shy. They're afraid. You know, they might be completely outgoing in social situations, but the minute business is entered into it and asking for something, asking for a sale, asking for money, you know, which is where business happens when you do those things in a nice way, in a polite way. All right. We have different challenges than men have. You know, we were taught growing up that a good woman is someone who never talks about these things. You know,
mm-hmm.
A good woman is someone who gives everything away. A good woman is someone who doesn't put a price tag on these things. But, you know, in 2013, did you know that women are still 90% of the volunteers in this country?
You know, this is making so much sense to me because, you know, I have an online business and I'm forever, you know, someone will contact me. Oh, I don't have enough money to pay for this, or, oh, that's so expensive, or, oh, I'm on a fixed income. And, you know, all of a sudden they're touching my heart. And so I'm discounting away and doing this and doing that. And yet I still have to live. I still have to pay bills. And so you hit it on the nail. We find it such a challenge to ask for what we want, what we've earned. I mean, you know.
When I do workshops, Ed Wiesch, I will ask, you know, and there has to be absolutely no men in the room when I ask this question, okay? How many of you will not tell your husband or significant other or partner what you want for your birthday, for Christmas, or Valentine's Day? And typically, every one of the hands in the room goes up. Okay? And if you can't tell the person you love and you're absolutely the closest to what you want, how are you going to ask for what you want in business where you don't know the person nearly as well? Right? So a lot of this, it has to do with asking. It has to do with, you know, finding lovely ways to toot your own horn when we were told, be a nice girl, don't toot your own horn. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
absolutely.
You know, in business, we're told, follow up, make these phone calls, do all this stuff. Well, guess what? We were raised being told, don't call the boy, you know? So there's all these differences where women were taught as little girls that to be a good girl and grow up to be a good woman is to be socialized and adopt certain behaviors. They're completely 180 degrees flipped from having a successful business.
Makes sense.
Right?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Right. You know, and so how do you have that successful business if you're not willing to stand on the rooftop and say, hey, what I got is really, really good. Come check it out. You know?
Come check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And, I mean, I'm not, you know, and I get people all the time that say, well, I'm passionate. You only care about the money. And it's like, wait a minute. Why do we have, and I never see this with men. I only see this with women who see the two, you know, your passion and your caring as completely mutually exclusive with creating income. Right? I see that.
Yeah.
If I had a nickel for every time I saw that, all the time. And it's like, wait a minute, if I don't get paid, I can't keep doing what I do, you know, because
exactly.
I'm the primary breadwinner in my household, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's okay to be of service, but guess what? There needs to be the exchange. And right
fair
now,
exchange of value.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, do you think that so many people would rather hide out as opposed to be the star?
That's the deal. That's the deal, you know. And, you know, I work with in my book mentoring programs, you know, I have a program for people who want to write a book. They want to learn more about writing a book. They're not sure if they're ready to jump in, but they just need more knowledge and information. I have a program for that, and then I have a program for people where it's like, no more pussyfooting around, I'm writing the book. So I've got a couple different programs. And I typically work with people who are consultants, coaches, speakers, trainers, therapists, and healers. And pretty much, not 100%, but pretty much most of them have heard this idea, if you write a how-to or personal growth book, what it does is it positions you as a fierce, go-to, trusted expert, all right? And yet, a lot of people, they feel so much safer to keep hiding out, you know, rather than claiming their greatness and jumping on the rooftop and saying, hey, check it out. What I got is really cool here, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what a book does for you.
Absolutely. You know, and let's stop for a second because so that the listeners all know, I actually have been mentored by Denise in writing my book with the program. Absolutely wonderful. So anyone out there who has a book with inside of them and it's just screaming to get out like mine was, you know, and it was so funny how Denise and I actually met. I was on Facebook and her husband, Ernie, hi Ernie, some reason he just popped out and I was guided, you know, higher self talking to me. I was guided to invite Ernie to come on my show.
Right.
We talked about prayer and meditation. And so Ernie, being the gentleman that he is, he invited me out to meet him for lunch. And so we did, and we got to talking. And one thing led to another, and he was asking, so what else are you doing? And I said, well, you know, I started sharing with him all of my paranormal and spiritual experiences in this awakening process. And I said, well, you know, now I'm ready to start putting this to paper. I need help. And he says, well, chance would have it. Of course, we know it's divine and not chance, right? I'm just using that word. As chance would have it, my wife is a mentor and she can help you. And so, I mean, how crazy and wonderful is that? And so he gave me your number. I called and I signed up for your, you know, the next.
Like immediately, you signed up.
Immediately, yeah.
Immediately.
And
you dove right in and wrote your book. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like so excited that it's going to be coming out pretty quick.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I mean, it turned out beautifully. And of course, you also edit, an amazing thing. So Denise takes you through the process. So if you don't have an idea of what to do, you don't have to worry about it because she's going to guide you step by step. Even when it's finished and the editing and all of that, she guides you step by step. So you can really let go of the fear and the not knowing and the uncertainty because you'll be in good hands. And so it's really
Thank
amazing.
You. Love
You're
it.
Welcome. Okay.
I mean, I know you had a great time, you know, so anyway,
oh, yeah.
That's good.
And,
I love it.
You
love
know,
it.
And because I had already heard like 3 times and I don't know, in like the previous year, even 2 years prior to meeting up with you, I kept going to workshops for spiritual stuff and some psychic would walk up to me and say, you know, you're supposed to be writing. Are you writing yet? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't think so. Not me. I sing. I don't write. And, you know, on the 3rd time of hearing that, I'm like, I guess this is really serious. Okay, what am I supposed to be writing? And then guidance came in and said, start to journal these experiences. And, you know, it got to a point of so many. I'm like, well, I think I have a book. So, you know, pretty amazing how it just moved so smoothly from one step to the next. And so once again, when we get tuned and tapped and turned on, the guidance comes. And so just a wonderful thing. When we are standing in our truth, that greatness just starts to happen for us. So fascinating. So now your book was about gender differences in marketing and business. We've already said that. Do you feel there's a difference between men and women when it comes to getting out and not only claiming your greatness and having that voice, because we talked about that, but, you know, there's really so many differences when it comes to that. How do we get women to come out of the shell? Are there any things, any exercises or anything that we can do to really help us to start to have a voice and to be more comfortable with it?
You know, I read a really, really interesting study a couple of years ago, and it said the primary fear that men have is that if they are not successful, all right, they will end up, you know, not having a successful career, losing love, losing their family, losing everything, all right? Mm-hmm. On the flip side, the same study said the primary fear of most women is that if they are successful, they will lose love, they will lose their family, they will lose everything.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, I know. Pretty crazy, you know?
Well, because we become difficult, right? And they have names for people who are quote-unquote, demanding and this and that.
Oh, the B word and the whole thing,
yeah,
you know. And the thing is I think, you know, a lot of this is very, very subconscious stuff, okay? But I think the biggest thing that we need to learn to embrace is that it's safe for you to express what it is that you need to express, whether, you know, as Edwige was saying at the top of the show, whether it's through, you know, artwork or writing or whatever it is, you know. If you are practicing what it is that you offer, your service as a coach, a consultant, a healer, a therapist, or whatever it is, and you're absolutely doing it in quiet, it's like that's nice, and your clients or patients are going to absolutely appreciate you. But if it's not recognized on a larger scale, you're always, you know, in that little rat wheel, you know, mouse wheel, running around, you know, trying to get the next client, the next client, the next client, you know, so that you can take care of your bills and everything else. All right. But when you embrace the idea that it's not scary, that it is absolutely safe for you to express it. Now, I mean, you need to find, you know, the right way to express your message so that people receive it and they understand it and everything. And you also have to accept the fact that your message is not going to resonate with everyone. You know, I mean, Edwige's book is coming out, and there are some pretty wild and crazy paranormal experiences that she's had.
You know,
not everybody is going to resonate with that, right? But
absolutely, but that's okay. Yeah.
And, you know, to know that, I mean, I worked with for 7.5 years, I worked with a New York Times mega, mega selling best author. I mean, we're talking millions of books. And he one time said to me, he said, Denise, you can have a business that 90% of the population is just kind of meh about and make millions of dollars on the other 10%, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, we sometimes have this desire and this need within us that if everybody doesn't love me and if everybody doesn't accept me, I better be quiet, I better be milquetoast, I better not stand out, I better hide. You know,
and that's a disservice to yourself. Yeah, I mean, absolutely,
right.
A disservice.
It's safe. It's okay. You know, I mean, if you write your book, you know, sometimes I say this on in my calls, and I say, if you write your book, and somebody picks it up, and they don't like it, okay, they are not going to come to your house and throw tomatoes at the living room window. All right, you know, they
are not going to do that.
Right?
Exactly.
If they pick up your book and they look at it and they go, well, this isn't for me, what they're going to do is they're going to set it down and go on to a book that is for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No big deal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And yet, many, many of us have this idea like, well, what if they question whether I'm really an expert or an authority or, you know, there's a million different questions that come in. Do I really know what I'm talking about here? I want you to know that the whole time I was writing my book, I swung back and forth and back and forth. Either I am crazy or I'm absolutely brilliant. And I had no idea which one it was until the book actually came out. And that takes a leap of faith, you know?
It really does.
Yeah, so all of this requires getting out of your comfort zone. You know, Edwige here had to have the courage to write these experiences, which, I mean, there may be some people walking around who goes, oh, my gosh, you know what I mean? And other people are going to go, oh, my gosh, her too? Same thing, you know?
And it's so funny because I was sharing with someone some of my experiences now, and this was supposedly a spiritual person, and I think she does Reiki or something. Anyway, what I shared with her is just a small glimpse of what I've experienced. She looked and said, oh my God, that's so crazy. I would never want any of that to happen. Okay, fine. That's okay,
yeah.
Too.
She sets down the book, and that's it. That's the end of it,
yeah.
Right? You know?
But, yeah, it is interesting because I'll tell you, you know, when it's out and you guys get it, you'll see some of the experiences are outrageous and, I mean, just crazy and as paranormal as they can be.
Well, you know, and I will tell you this, as I was editing the book, you know, there were some things where I went, ooh, I've had that happen. Ooh, mm-hmm. I've had that happen. You know, and then I was like, ooh, I don't think I'd want that to happen. But it doesn't mean that I judged you or saw you in a negative light. It definitely meant I still see you as someone that, wow, I could learn from her, you know? It mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I really want everything to be cookie cutter the same, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're all going to experience whatever it is in our own unique way. And I think that was a message in the book as well. It's like, guess what? Your awakening, since that's what my book's about, your awakening is going to happen how it happens to you. You know, it's not about comparing what, you know, these experiences are. I'm just sharing with you what mine are, so that when you have certain things happen to you, that you begin to pay attention and begin to become aware that perhaps this might be an experience that's causing me to wake up. That's it. So, yeah, it's very cool. So it really is a brain shift, right, where we have to shift the brain groove.
The first metaphysical minister that I knew at a Unity church I used to go to decades ago, mm-hmm. he used to call it the cosmic 2x4 to the side of the head, you know. Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted you, Edwige. You're the host. This is your show.
Yes, it is, Denise.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. You know, it's just
I'm all ears. I'm listening for your next question.
Okay. Okay, so now... Do you have another book? I know you said something about you working on another book. So what does that look like?
Yeah. I put a lot of time into it while I was on vacation recently. My husband and we flew up to Seattle for 3 days, and then we took a cruise to Alaska. And those days at sea, I was just typing my little buttons off, you know, while I'm watching the gorgeous. I didn't know this. Alaska has fjords, just like Scandinavia. But anyway, yes, I'm working on a new book. The working title is No Jammies at Walmart. Ditch the bunny slippers. Ditch the bunny slippers and claim your greatness. And the idea is, you know how it is when you go to a grocery store or Walmart or Target or something, and you see this woman who's wearing like, you know, PJ bottoms and a tank top or something like that, and it's almost like she's trying to hide out. Well, when you make the decision that you're going to be out there, you know, I'm a woman. I'm not saying this about men, just women. Like, I never leave the house without heels and makeup, you know? Mm. If I'm claiming my greatness, it means I am that person. I am the author, you know? And I want to project that positive image as an author all the time, you know?
All the time.
And it takes a certain kind of person to just claim that and say, you know what? Wherever I go, I'm not hiding out. You know?
You know, in your mentoring program, you said this, and that really hit home because, you know, we will, and it's not even so much about, okay, I make sure I look good, make sure I have my makeup on, make sure I have my heels on. That's just the surface of, you know, standing in your truth, presenting yourself as a professional, as a And you know, I'm looking for words to find how I want to describe this, because it's so important that we understand that we cannot hide. If we claim to be something, then be it all the way. Step in with both feet, you know? And so it's about talking the talk and walking the walk all the time. So if you're setting your intention to be great, then be great. And you're great all the time. And it becomes who you truly are. It's a part of you. And so you present yourself in a way, you carry yourself in a way, you are outgoing, you talk to people, you know, it's the whole thing. And the more you can practice this, the easier it becomes. I know in the mentoring, you also spoke about if you're not used to public speaking, to do Toastmasters, you know, get your 7-second elevator pitch. All of these things we have to begin to practice, just like I'm always talking about prayer and meditation and spiritual practices. Your greatness also needs to be practiced so that you can become more comfortable with it, right?
You got that right. Absolutely. Now, I will say that I'm not practicing being great 24/7. I mean, that sounds a little bit exhausting to me. You know, I mean, you know, there are times when I just want to watch The Amazing Race cuddled up with my husband on Sunday evening and, you know, all those things.
Oh, yeah, just like we don't meditate 24 hours. But
right,
we have
right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that when I am presenting myself as an author and when I walk out the door, I am. And you know, heels and makeup, that's just outer accoutrement. It's just having that mindset of, you know what, I'm important, I'm valuable, and I'm embracing that wherever I walk around in my life, because wherever I go, there I am, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's so funny. My husband, and even, yeah, I'll share a story, because the same thing happens to him. You know, he works for UFC and trains fighters. And so his attire, most of the time, you know, he's in leisure jogging clothes, right? And so he also likes to do stand-up comedy. And so he went to a club, and once again, he's in his little jogging set, and he talks to the manager, and he says, you think I could get up, you know, one of these days and tell a few jokes and, you know, really quiet and
kind of an open mic sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so the guy's like, well, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, the guy finds out who he is, because if you know, if you're, you know, a UFC fan, you know who my husband is, because you see him every fight. And he came back all dressed up. He, you know, he told a few friends, they all showed up. He had a packed house for him, and he did such an amazing job. The guy, the manager, walked over to me and said, you know, your husband's so unassuming, and he's so this, and he was so quiet, and now I see him all dressed up, and because now he's in the mode of comedian, right? And
right, showtime, folks.
It's showtime, and he did such a good job, they actually offered him a paying gig to tell jokes. So, could have been.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, that's turning it on and turning it off. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so we have to understand that if we are to say that we are a professional, we're an expert in something, then we need to present ourselves in that light when it's time.
Right.
It's time. Yeah.
Right. It's just knowing that you're not hiding out. You know, like hiding out is safe. You know, hiding out is being shy. Hiding out is saying, I want somebody else to do it for me. You know, I just want to do this thing over here, you know, be a coach or be a consultant or be whatever. I don't want to worry about, you know, letting people find out about me. It's like, it's just not how the world works.
How are you going to get clients? Yeah, hello.
Right. Right. It's just not how the world works, you know.
Wow. So what else is in this book? What's the new book?
Oh, well, I'm figuring out as I go along.
Very cool.
Basically, it's going to be accepting your greatness in terms of your mindset. That's one part of it. I think it'll be about three chapters. Accepting your greatness in terms of getting your book together. The third part will be accepting your greatness as a professional speaker. And the final part will be accepting your greatness in terms of dealing with the media, you know, getting on shows like Ed Wiese's show or on television or articles in a, you know, huge magazine website or, you know, different things like that.
Oh, wow. So you're going to just really cover lots of different aspects of your greatness.
I think that's the four primary areas. It's like, it's got to start with your mindset, you know, and then writing your book. Because, you know, in my book mentoring programs, there's tons of how-to and strategy information. But I end up spending a lot of time reassuring people, you can do this. You have what it takes. You are good. You know your stuff, you know. Right? So accepting your greatness there, accepting your greatness as a speaker on the platform, and accepting your greatness dealing with media. I think those are the four primary areas.
Absolutely. So, you know, what do you do if you have someone who is in your program and they're stuck for, you know, not having the confidence? How do you bring out the confidence in someone that they can complete their book? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I have to find out why they're stuck. And it could be, you know, lots of different reasons, right? I have a gal who, she just re-upped. You know, she went through the program and she kind of like started missing sessions and stuff like this. And I said, you know, why don't you consider going through it again? You know, and she decided to do that. And, you know, so I wanted to have a one-on-one with her and find out what's going on. And I know, you know, based on conversations in the past, she feels like she's not good enough because she doesn't have, you know, she has been, like, navigated the roads of being a stepmom to, you know, her husband's kids who are now grown now, you know, for 20-something years. You know, it's like, if that is an experience, I don't know what is. You know,
exactly.
I teach people how to's and ways to position your experience as being the kind of experience the reader wants, you know, but sometimes, like, you know, the real practical, pragmatic, okay, here's how you do it, is not enough. What they need is they need that permission. They need that validation. They need to, like, you know, like, stop shining their light under a bushel, like take the bushel off, you know, and that just comes from reassurance and helping people believe in themselves. And, you know, I said at the very beginning of the call, my mission is supporting people and going for their dream. So I've become really good at doing that. And of course, it's slightly different for each person I deal with as I find out, you know, what is the seed of their fear or concern about this, and kind of unraveling that with them.
You know, that is such a female thing. We have been so programmed to believe ourselves less than, and, you know, in some countries, we're still forced to walk paces behind our husbands, and, you know, we had to fight for rights to vote and fight for rights for this and fight for rights for that. And a lot of that is still so seated in some of us. Like, we truly are divine beings. We truly are amazing and great. And it's our God-given right to express ourselves and to get out there and to have a voice. It's such a fundamental principle. Before we can even write and, you know, get out there and be great, we have to understand that the programming has to sometimes be tweaked, so that we can just recognize. You know, I'll never forget this one time. I was 16 years old, and I was so shy, but of course wanted to sing, right? And so I sang in the choir and a little solo here and there. And I'll never forget, I was 16, and someone dared me to enter a pageant. Now, I had never done anything quite, you know, like that. But if you, we all have to know what buttons to push, and that was my button. And I said, I can do this. I'm going to do this. And that shifted everything for me. I entered. I actually wound up being a second runner-up. And then I went into another pageant. And it was Miss Atlantic City, which was one pageant off from Miss New Jersey. And that was the year that Vanessa Williams won. The first
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And so it was a shift for everyone to have this many women of color entering pageants back then.
I remember when Vanessa Williams won, she sang "Happy Days Are Here Again," right?
Again, with skies above. And as a matter of fact, the person who was the runner-up, Suzette, was a neighbor of mine. That's how close this all was.
And wow, so, that's so cool.
Yeah, she really sang it
in a real soulful, kind of bluesy sort of way, and she was wearing this ice blue dress. I remember it.
Yeah. And so we have these defining moments, and we really, as women, have to, if we don't have that moment, it's time to make one. It's time to stand up and say, I have to stand for something, or I'm going to fall for everything. And so we really have to start to claim our greatness. However,
and
go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you said the however, and I was going to say, our society trains us to be leaders not to be leaders. I'm sorry. Let me flip that. Our society trains us to be good followers. You know,
yep.
Like the whole educational system, do as you're told, don't color outside the lines, all of those things. And so what I find in my experience, I don't know if this is what you find with some of your clients, but what I find is people who are like, they're latent leaders. I mean, they're absolutely yearning to, you know, break free and put that message out to the world and everything, but they're waiting for somebody to validate them and give them permission to do that, because that's what we experienced growing up in the school system and with our parents, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm here to tell them, number one, you know, Queen Elizabeth is never going to tap you on the left shoulder and then the right shoulder with a big sword and say, I now dub thee expert of, you know, how to be a great stepmom, or how to, you know, have more confidence, or how to do yoga, you know, to increase your chi, or what, you know. That's not going to happen. You have to, it has to start with you. And that means like moving some energy and summoning up that sort of internal resources to get the ball rolling. And once
Absolutely.
You get the ball rolling, you're going to have people who are going to follow you instantly because they love what you're about. You're going to have people who are going to resist. And it's all good.
And it's all good. And, you know, that's so true, because a lot of my practice as a transformational life coach is about that transformation, going from not having a voice, not knowing who you are, to standing up and realizing, oh, wow, I am somebody. And all of the practices, all of the steps in between, because we have been so falsely programmed into believing ourselves less than divine, separate from source, you know, as women, not having a voice, all sorts of things. Women are supposed to be pregnant and barefoot. I mean, you know, there's a song, Jack Jones has this song, you know, don't send your husbands to work with rollers in your hair. I'm like, are you serious?
Right.
You know,
who wears rollers anymore?
Who I am. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's an old song, obviously.
Those old pink foamy thingies, you know.
Yeah, remember those? But the point being, it's like we're so programmed that we're supposed to be in the background. No, we... Come on, we're the light bearers. We're the one who hold the light codes, and we're the magnificent divine beings. This goddess energy, hello, stand in it. Be proud of it. And whatever your platform, whether it be the stepmom, be the best one. And guess what? You have all the experience you need to write an amazing book, and those people who you will touch will be drawn to you. It's crazy. All of a sudden, that I, you know, I'm talking about my book and talking about everything on Facebook. I cannot even go onto Facebook and not have at least 100 people wanting to friend me. I'm like, what on earth is happening? It's
That's
like
crazy.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, people from everywhere in the world. And when I say everywhere, I mean from India, Africa, Switzerland, you name it. All of a sudden, if there's not 100 people a day wanting to be a friend,
You're hitting critical mass. But the point is, though, is, you know, one of the things about you as you went through my program, Edwige, is that the whole way through, you were fearless and you just kept moving forward, writing. And you know, I gotta believe that there had to be a few moments, you know, where as you were writing, you were like, should I really include this? You know, do I, you know, and because that's natural and normal. And I don't know what it was, but I'll tell you what, you just kept working through it and releasing it and working through it and writing it. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch you as you were going through the program and, you know, encourage you along the way and all that good stuff. And so now it's like, it's such an honor to be on your show and talk to your listeners that they have some greatness within them that, you know, it's definitely an exercise in self-growth to write a book and to put it and everything. And you know, because you're kind of reliving it a little bit as you're writing it. And there are parts that are sad and there are parts that are happy and, you know, depending on what you're writing about. But you know what? The truth is that if you really want to be in demand as that coach or consultant or speaker or therapist or healer or whatever that is, man, this is the way to do it. It's not by hiding out.
Exactly. And there's help for you. See, that's the wonderful thing. Once you make a decision to do something, the help will show up. Okay?
That's right.
So now let's say for a few of our listeners, they make the decision, they're willing to get out of their comfort zone, right? They're willing to go out and claim their greatness. What is the first step for them to take?
Okay. So the first step is to, number one, don't worry if it's not perfect yet, because I can really help you fine tune, you know, the message and the purpose and the niche and the, you know, all of that stuff is covered in my programs. But I mm-hmm. offer two different programs now, and one of them is called Author Academy 101, all right, and it's starting on Thursday, October 17th. And if you go to my website, internationalbookwritingguild.com, and there's a short web address too, ibwguild.com, okay, internationalbookwritingguild.com or IBWG, and then there's a link there. It says Author Academy 101, and it tells you all about the program. And this is for people who think, wow, that's kind of a cool idea. I've been thinking about writing a book. I'd like to learn more about it. I'm not sure if I'm ready, but I want to learn more about it, and I want to get ready, right? That's that okay. program. And the program that that Edwige did, if you click on the link that says mentoring, you'll see a little button that pops up that says Ready, Set, Write. Ready, Set, Write. And you click on that, and it tells you about the six-month program, and it goes all the way through from, like, fine-tuning and crystallizing your ideas, creating your outline, how do you make your book different than, you know, 657 other how-to or personal growth books out there so that it's unique mm-hmm. and you have a niche. You know, your writing style, formatting chapter headings, dealing with editors, publishing options, you know, creating a promotional plan for your book. It's all included in that program that Edwige did. It's called Ready, Set, Write. And you just click on mentoring, and then Ready, Set, Write comes up, and you get all the info. And what I do with that program is at the bottom, there's like a little questionnaire, and you fill it out. It doesn't put you on any list. It just sends an email to me, and I connect with you and have a conversation, because I want to make sure, number one, people are ready. Number two, mm-hmm. you at least kind of sort of enjoy writing, you know. I mean, I don't want people in the program if they hate writing, you know. That's, you know, I mean, most of the time I get people where they go, yeah, I enjoy writing. I just don't know how to write a book, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, but that's a great way to get a hold of, you know, connect with me and find out more about the program. You know, what I'm doing and what I'm offering.
So the first one, so they don't know if they want to write, but they have questions about it. And so they can actually connect with you, and you can really help fine-tune what direction they should take.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's
very
like,
cool.
Yeah, I think I want to write. You know, yeah, I think I want to write a book. I think I want to write it about, you know, how to release and let go of past traumas, or, you know, how mm-hmm. to get your teenage kids to behave, or, you know, whatever it is. I'm not 100% sure if I'm ready right now, but I want to mm-hmm. know more about it, you know. And it's a 6-week webinar program. And
very
the program
cool.
that, yeah, the program that Edwige was involved in, it's 6 months long. There's a lot of audios. There's a private Facebook group. You'll see when you go to that page everything that's involved in it. It's a really, really cool program. And if you hang in there and you do what I tell you to do, just like Edwige did, you'll have a finished book at the other end. You're ready
yeah,
to rock
you really
and roll.
Will. And that's
yeah.
the thing. And, you know, because in the beginning, you know, I had a couple of, well, the experiences, right? Because I was guided to start journaling these experiences. And so I had experience after experience, as you know, all through just, you know, on paper. And
right.
my idea, when I signed up, I had no idea it was going to be a self-help. I thought, oh, I'm just going to tell my story. And my story is I've had these experiences, and there you go. And so, you know, in the first conversation, you're like, it's a self-help. I'm like, it is? Oh.
Yeah. Well,
so you're really able to tweak and to fine-tune you know, where it needs to weave and go in such a clear way.
I really want to steer people towards writing books that are going to be successful in terms of, you know, readability, and they're books that people want to buy. In other words, they're marketable, you know, to use a business terminology. And so I get a lot of people who say, I want to write my story because I think it'll help people. Well, that's great, except for that's called a memoir, and it's the slowest selling category of books. But I can tell you,
you're not famous.
Right. But I can, exactly. But I can tell you how to take your story and make some shifts and tweaks and changes in it so that it's appropriate for the self-help or personal growth areas. And then it becomes, it's in a category of books that sell a lot more, you know. Because heck, if you're going to put the work into writing a book, you might as well have people buy it, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, really, you did that so smoothly, the transition from, I just want to tell my story, to self-help. It was like night and day, and bells, you know, started to ring and lights went off. And even the formatting, everything, I tell you, it's just, it was so easy to understand the table of content, and just putting it all together and formatting it was just brilliant.
Oh, I just love you, Ed.
Because I really have a good book.
You do. Great.
What was wonderful as I'm writing it, I'm like, okay, don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. You know, you have Denise, and she's your editor, so you're going to be okay. You're in good hands. Saying that only because I don't want anyone to be so fearful that, you know, first of all, your computer, it has grammar correct. So you don't have to worry about all of those little things, right? And so get out there, get the first draft going, and then you can fine-tune it and go back, and you'll see. And before you know it, you're going to have this amazing finished product. And that's really what it's about. It's a product, right?
Yes.
Why else do it? And so it really just makes sense to, you know, we have guidance for all sorts of things. And a lot of times when we don't have guidance, we find ourselves faltering. We find ourselves lost and not having the confidence to be this greatness. And so we have to start using the tools that are provided so that we can accomplish in a more timely fashion, right? Giving us the confidence to say, wow, I really do know what I'm talking about. And so it really is about knowing where to go. And so for me, when, you know, I know how divine finding you was because I know Spirit told me, looking at the picture of your husband, to contact him to bring him on my show. And then he said, don't worry, I have the right person for you. And I mean, that's how it's been. This whole process of awakening has been like that for me. Like standing on the Yellowbrook Road. It's been magical. And so I knew that you were the logical step for me in getting my story, my book, my self-help out there. So
thank you.
Because of that, knowing who I am, I can say with confidence, you know, why you're a guest on my show is because I know anyone listening. And this is wonderful because the internet brings us together as a family, regardless of where you live in this world, you can participate in this program. And so,
oh, yeah. I mean, I've had people from Europe and Australia and, you know, all kinds of cool places.
Yeah, so it's just amazing. You don't have to be fearful anymore. So all of those doubts, all of those things, you can just let them go and take the baby step. Whatever that step, just take a baby step to move in the right direction. Get the guidance. And before you know it, you'll be standing up there. You'll be, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be speaking in Hollywood November 16th at the Lowe's in Hollywood. They're having a new Earth Expo. And I will be speaking at it. Yes, and a vendor on those, you know, that Saturday and Sunday. So it's just amazing where this can take you. Take the first step, is all I'm saying.
Yay!
Yay! So this has been so helpful. And let's give out all your contact information, your Facebook pages, everything, so that, you know, audience.
Okay, all right, I'm going to run through it all. Okay. I have my website, International Book Writing Guild, com.
Okay.
Okay. Or the short version is IBW, the initials for International Book Writing, and then the word guild, GUILD.com. I have a fan page on Facebook, International Book Writing Guild. I'd love for you to like that page. I also have a free group on Facebook where I'm there every day, and we have like little share tips and, you know, all kinds of little stuff going on there. That's called Writers of Nonfiction. And you'll find me, Denise Michaels. Just look up Denise Michaels in Las Vegas. Or if you look up Denise Michaels as a friend under Edwige, you'll find me that way too.
There you go.
You know, I'm also on LinkedIn. I don't do nearly as much on LinkedIn. People keep saying to me, oh, Denise, you would do so well on LinkedIn. And I just, I don't know, you know.
I know.
It's like we can't do it all, you know. We can't do it all.
There's enough hours in the day.
Right,
I know the feeling. Oh,
right.
This is the wonderful. Thank you, Denise. This is too cool. Because, you know, usually, right, you're on the other side and you're mentoring and you're guiding. And so this has been fun to have you on that side of the, you know.
That side of the microphone, so to speak.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And I just, once again, I want to honor you and acknowledge you for the fabulous job that you did for the entire 6 months going through the program and just staying open and coachable and just, you know, taking on new ideas and, you know, just staying in this positive, cool, lovely place. You know, all the way through the entire 6 months, it really is a testament to who you are and the message that you have to share as a woman who just absolutely is a goddess and truly walks her talk.
Thank you. And, you know, the wonderful thing, I so appreciate that, is to humble thyself, right? And that's spirit exalting. And so it really is just about, if you don't know something, ask. It's okay. I don't have to know everything. I know that I will be guided to the people with the right answers. Even when I have experiences, I'm like, oh my goodness, really? Guys, what on earth does that mean? And before I know it, someone shows up that is all of a sudden giving me a message. I'm like, oh, thanks. And so,
hey, you know what?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I was brainstorming with Ernie and I came up with an idea of a new program. I thought, since I call it International Book Writing Guild, I thought I would call it International Author Mastermind, and the initials are I Am.
I love it.
Isn't it perfect? So
yeah,
anyway,
it is perfect.
That'll probably roll out after the first of the year, you know, whatever I decide I want that to be, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I am. Indeed. I am that I am.
I am.
So
I am that I am.
So, indeed. All righty, Denise, I want to thank you. I'm going to close up. It's time already. So
yes.
I want to thank you for spending this hour with me. You are loved and appreciated.
It's been absolutely a pleasure, Edwige. And you got to let me know when the book, you know, as soon as it's out there. So
I know you'll be telling
everyone in the world, you know, get a copy of my book because it's so incredibly awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
It is awesome. All righty.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So
there you have it, everyone. Wow, how wonderful this has been. You know, we all have greatness within us. It's about stepping forward and allowing that part of ourselves to shine. So, you know, as always, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And I'm here to assist you on your journey. So, of course, go to my site, affirmationsforliving.net, and download my app, Awaken Today. As a reminder, anyone living in the Las Vegas area, on the 17th of this month, I am going to be speaking at the West Side Library, somewhere around 6:30 in the evening. So I would invite you to come on out and hear that conversation. It's about being in harmony, body, mind, and spirit, and what that looks like and feels like for us, really, in this 3D world. how do we bring into harmony body, mind, and spirit? So I would invite you to come on out on the 17th of October and visit me and check that out. And wonderful. I want to thank every one of you for listening today. Once again, tell your friends all about it. And you know this is archived, so tell your friends. And if they want to tune in and listen, you can always come back to my host page on BBS Radio and listen to the archives. It is always free. So till next time, I want to thank you. Take care. Be blessed. You are loved and appreciated. This is Reverend Dr. Ed Beach.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.